The illusion of vibrations. This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. I got to the topic because we were talking about Ghana and Nigeria and mentioning that the vibrations of these two names are so different, just like the country. Both countries are very different from each other. Ghana as a very gentle, paradise-like place, while Nigeria is very industrious, very busy. And that gave me to think about vibrations. And I have to come back again to my German magazine, which Irene left, because in there I read something about young people, not love can wait this time, but about vibrations. And I don't know what's going on with our young people. It's just something really great, something wonderful. They talk about vibrations as vibes. And in Germany, they call them vibes too, and they say good vibes or bad vibes. Mm-hmm. It's not that they speak it in German like gute vibes or schlechte vibes. No, good vibes and bad vibes. And what impressed me is, you know, that they talk about sensitively about a place, saying that place has good vibes, that song has good vibes, that movie has good vibes. And I mean, it's amazing, you know, to see the sensitivity and how in tune they really are with the goodness, with the divine that is good vibrations in everything. And then I came to my mind that when I first was confronted with vibrations, that it could be kind of overwhelming. And as an illustration, I always remember, Ellen, you know, when the two of us went to a little country real estate place, and we opened the door and entered there, and it almost killed us, honestly said. That was so powerful, and naturally not to define, because we were still at the beginning of practicing this philosophy of the university feeling. But then we got the message and surrounded that place with our pure white light of love, and slowly the impression faded from our awareness that this was so-called bad vibes. And when we left, everything was all right. And I remember when we bought our brown house down there, and I entered that the first time to go and clean, or maybe even just to have a look. I was very sensitive to vibrations in there, and it took me a while to really get myself in balance, not to feel these vibrations. And Ellen, she, you know, courageously just went to live in there immediately, and after about a week or so, I could enter that house, and these vibrations were gone. Ellen did a good job there. Vibrations, the illusion of vibration. What is the illusion of these vibrations? Vibrations are thoughts, and they radiate whatever we have in our consciousness, radiates and stays as a vibration, like energy is always around us, and the energy of our thoughts is always noticeable and available if we so choose. Because I remember that my godson Oliver just lately wrote to me about a friend he has of whom he is very proud, who is very sensitive, and I would say maybe you could call him even psychic, that he has a psychic sensitivity, because he senses where people are in their consciousness, and he even senses you know, what they were on, what they are on different dimensions and who they represent. And as we were talking about that, the illusion of vibrations was very powerful, a very powerful awareness for me again, because just by talking about it, I knew that sensing vibration, sensing thought feeling, sensing where somebody is in consciousness is tuning into a limitation, is tuning in to an appearance, and it might limit me to experience that limitation too. And I have another example about vibrations, which is very impressive. It's again with you, Ellen, when we used to go to an office in San Diego. That office was always filled with smoke. They were such heavy smokers, and we both, it always took us a moment of resistance to overcome, to enter there and be ourselves and just flow with it. And then one day we again went, and Ellen was in just such a happy mood and so content and uplifted. And when we came out of that office, she exclaimed, "Ha, you know what? They don't smoke anymore. Isn't that wonderful? That pure air. I mean, that's such a difference, and it makes such a difference." And I looked at her, and I had to admit, Ellen, it was as always. But it naturally demonstrates very powerfully the illusion of vibrations, and that actually I am the one who makes the vibrations by tuning into something or making my own vibrations of the divine truth about any circumstance, about anything that I see in my world. The world is vibes, that's for sure. So I would like that I, and maybe we all, join these young people and call the world a place which has good vibes. And so it is.